The scripture today is Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, two men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
All right. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
I've always wanted to do that. So thank you everybody so much for coming. For weeks now, I have tried my best to have one talk to be able to find a way to portray this message. And let me tell you that finally, I have made it. This whole weekend, I have been able to see you children grow so much. 3 days, just 3 days, and you have all progressed amazingly. So, as I sit in the back playing your music, as I sit up front trying to show you all how to play the games, I think about what I'm most thankful for. I think about when I was in your shoes, when I was here at Discovery myself. I've only gone twice. First time, I completely did not even know what Discovery was, so I went past that. But finally, when I attended, I was amazed by how much all of you communicated with each other, how without phones, we all played. Just played. We were all happy. And we didn't even need a device. That was just bizarre. But finally, when I was in eighth grade, I stopped Discovery. I was done with it. The Sunday came, and then I left, and I was sad. There was no more big group hangout for just 3 days out of the whole year. But I was wrong. I can still come and participate, as you see now. And as I come back, new people come, and new kids come. And there is just an abundance of all of you. And you are all so uniquely made, as Lauren said. Each and every one of you have a certain gift. And it's crazy how some of you can immediately pray. Like Chase Kitchens, he stands up here and he prays from his heart. Completely out of nowhere, he just raises his hand. And he says, "Everybody please bow your head." And after that, he says, "Amen." In between that, it's from his own heart. Now, as I said, I remember myself in your shoes. And I think to myself, how I am able to thank God for being here. When I first came, I didn't believe in God. I didn't know what God was. I didn't know what a church was. I did not even know what Christianity was. I didn't even know what this building was. I promise you, at first, I thought it was a post office. Then I realized it's right there. Huge government building. But when I first come, it's just an amazing amount of love. And so as I grow, I get opportunities. I build relationships. I meet the staff, and those staff become my best friends. And as I prepare to graduate, I realize that my time in the youth program as a youth is limited. And as it is limited, I think about, how do I thank them? How do I thank the people? How do I thank the church that has lifted me up from the bottom? has been able to put a smile on my face every single day. And so then I come to the bigger question. How do I thank God for all this? How do I thank God for everything that has happened in my life? I started out so small, and I grew. I grew not just physically, not just socially with more friends. I grew in faith. And so, as the answer to how do you thank God, it is so simple, yet uniquely mysterious, just like our faith. I don't know. As if Corey has taught me anything, is to embrace the I don't know. It's to be able to answer a question with, I don't know. And through that answer, it's because it's determined by our own self. It's inside of us. It's what we do after that thank you. It's how we act upon that thank you. From here on, I am going to college. I will be studying religion and philosophy. I will be the person that the church has made me. I will be able to embrace and accept myself. Through that, I am able to take my thank you. I am able to live it. For each and every one of you, I cannot tell you how you yourself can thank God, because that can only be determined by you. It can be determined by the way you live. It could even be just your daily routine of Sunday worship. If that is your thank you, then that is your thank you. The only thing the person on your left and the person on your right can tell you is that I am here for you. I can help you. I will support you. I will love you. That is what they've been telling me throughout this whole time. I've had Kim Chestnut, after taking a moment of absence, to come back and to be able to tell me, to be able to teach me, as she did before, that the Holy Spirit will give you that moment of work. The Holy Spirit will work within you. It will work within you. It takes time. Now, when she tells me this, I immediately say, well, what if the Holy Spirit comes pulling in really late after the service and I have absolutely nothing to tell you? Well, let me just say, it might happen. And it might not. But that's the crazy thing about our faith. We don't know. I don't know. So I leave you all with this message. Go forth. Take a shower. After you take that shower, after you have washed away, you know, the complete nastiness of 3 days, and all your stress, all your worries, and you come back outside, out of the church, and you see your daily lives as you go to school, think about it. Think about this weekend. Have it not just be a memory, but let it be a reflection within you to see who you were on Friday and how you are now. And through that, just think. Just feel. Feel, how do I thank God in my own beautiful way? But for now, all thanks are yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you so much, Nick. I'm going to invite Corey up here. There are some things we need to remember. First thing we need to remember is this message that Nick gave us. Thank you, Nick. For those of us who have been baptized, we need to remember our baptism because it tells us who we are. We are God's child. For those of you who have not been baptized, God's grace is working in you all the time, even if you don't know it. And you need to remember that because you're God's child too. We're all God's children, maybe in different places in our spiritual life. But we need to remember God's grace as it work in us, as it work through our baptism that we're going to remember today for those of us who have been baptized. And is it work just simply because God is who God is? If we have not been baptized, perhaps this will lead us to the place and time of the sacrament of baptism. So we're going to have a little ritual here, and then I'll give instructions about what we are to do. But at this time, I'd like to share with you these opening words about remembrance of our baptism. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water in the Spirit. And all of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing in us and for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
I'm going to ask a couple of questions. If you just respond, I do or I will. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evils of the powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world?
And now, as a simple affirmation of faith, I will ask you these questions. And your response is, I do. Do you believe in God the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Now I'm going to invite Polly to come up as she pours water into this bowl. Hear these words. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit, and by this gift of water, call to our remembrance the grace declared to us in our baptism. For you have washed away our sins, you clothe us with righteousness throughout our lives, that dying and rising with Christ, we may share in his final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you in the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.